Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Here's a recipe for you. Take one pie shell, add 8 apples, 2 teaspoons of cinnamon, allegations of plagiarism, and 1 galling letter. Combine. In a few hours, you will have the makings of an internet sensation. In the past 24 hours, a small free food magazine in Sunderland, Massachusetts, went from relatively unknown to the focus of the internet's fury. And WBUR's Andrew Phelps is here to tell us the story.
Oh, boy, and it's a good one, Sasha. Hello.
So, Andrew, this all started with an odd article about ancient apple pie recipes that was written back in 2005. So tell us how this factors in.
Right. So a college student and a writer named Monica Gaudio writes an article questioning the Americanness of apple pie, something about apple pie recipes in the 16th century. And years later, gets an email from a friend saying, "Hey, Monica, congrats on getting that piece published in CookSource. How did you get it printed?" And she's like, "I've never heard of this magazine."
And of course, Monica Gaudio, as I've read, is a blogger. So Monica ends up blogging about this situation because she emailed the editor, and it was the editor's response that generated all the controversy, right?
That's right. So Monica blogs that the article was just straight stolen from the web and printed with her byline. She asks for an apology, a public apology from the magazine, and for a donation to the Columbia Journalism School in lieu of monetary compensation, and instead gets this response from the magazine's editor, Judith Griggs. Quote, "Honestly, Monica, the web is considered public domain, and you should be happy we just didn't lift your whole article and put someone else's name on it. It happens a lot, clearly more than you are aware of, especially on college campuses and the workplace." And Monica interjects on the blog that if that happened at the workplace or on a college campus, you would be fired or expelled.
Or expelled, exactly.
So this person in this email quoted on the blog goes on to say that the article is in desperate need of editing, and we made it much better. And, quote, "We put some time into rewrites. You should compensate me. I never charge young writers for advice or rewriting poorly written pieces, and have many who write for me, always for free."
And as this editor should know, and as we should all know, anything that you email to someone is at risk of being emailed and shown to other people, and that's exactly what happened, right?
Yes, this email spread like wildfire across the internet. Romanesco, Gawker, The New York Times, all in the past 24 hours have picked this up. The internet has, the internet is this body, right, has jumped to Monica Gaudio's defense and have decried this tiny Western Mass monthly free publication and its journalistic malpractice.
And found out that this is hardly the first time this has happened, right?
That's right. So thousands of people have rushed to the defense of this blogger and young writer by posting to Facebook examples of obvious apparent plagiarism on the part of this magazine, CookSource, including an NPR story that was printed in the magazine as though it were commissioned for the magazine.
And it seems that based on this editor's response to the woman, she seems to think that as long as you credit the writer, you can just go ahead and publish whatever you want. Whereas the internet community really rejects that. And they say, no, you need more than just credit. You need permission. And sometimes you need to compensate us.
That's right. I think this editor is being demonized for having a very poor understanding of intellectual property
of
rights.
Of public domain.
And I think there's more to avoiding plagiarism than simply crediting somebody. Letting the person know that you're using their work and possibly compensating as part of that as well.
So, Andrew, has there been any other response from the magazine, any contrition or acknowledgement that you can't just credit and then take something?
There was a supposed letter from the editor following up on the CookSource Facebook page, Judith Griggs, the editor, saying that she has egg on her face and that it's, quote, my bad, but that she apologized already to Monica and that should be enough for her, and apparently it wasn't. I've reached out to Monica Gaudio, haven't heard from her. I'm sure a lot of people are trying to reach her. If and when I get a response from her, I'll talk about it on the blog, Hubbub.
So for now, I'm going to sum up this story with 2 words: don't plagiarize.
That's a safe summary.
Andrew Phelps, thanks a lot for telling us about this.
Thank you. And I did all of this myself. This is real.